Welcome to another episode of Pault on Power, Power System Design's podcast on the latest in power and power design. I'm your host, Alex Pault, and today we've got Adrian Caceres. He's the Vice President of Engineering at Isla Networks. They make platforms to enable companies to get their products into the Internet of Things. Isn't that right, Adrian?
That is true.
Well, now, the nice thing about the Internet of Things is it once you have the ability to have that level of control, it gives you more opportunities than just simply sending messages back and forth, right?
Yes. I think you can enable devices to be smarter.
Well, and now, when you say smarter, I mean, we're already talking about logic devices, and they've got processors in them and all of this other, and they're running their own code. When you say smarter in that context, what do you mean?
An example would be like the sprinkler control system that we have in many of our houses to control the valves and water our gardens. Once that device is connected, you know, it's great that, yes, I can now use my iPhone to set its schedule, and I don't have to use this awkward controllers, but it's even better when it's connected to my weather service, and it would automatically know not to water the garden when it's raining.
Well, you know, and that's, Adrian, that's actually an excellent point, is that the whole thing with Internet of Things, it allows the system to transcend its own hardware, because you're right, being able to have the feedback of intelligent systems that are greater than the device itself allow the device to operate more efficiently.
Yes, it does.
Well, and the interesting thing I find about that is that, you know, we're a power technology publication, and we've been covering the technology for years and years and years, and it's only in recent times that people are recognizing how powerful a tool software can be and intelligent management at the higher levels as far as systems efficiencies.
Yes, I mean, another example is the air conditioner, for example. You know, you might have one in your house, you know, like those wall things that we put on our windows during the hot summer days. And, you know, once the device is connected, it can automatically know where the people in the house are. You know, and it can let you know if you're not there anymore, and maybe you should turn off, maybe you left it on. Or it can automatically turn on when you're close to your house, so by the time you get a house, the house is cooler.
Yeah, and that's interesting because you see some of the control methodologies and applications from, say, automotive creeping into the household. You know, all of the convenience features, the ability to, you know, as you were saying, pre-start the house, as it were, so that it's cool or in some cases warm for when you get there. There are a lot of things that are expanding from the microsystem architecture level to the macro systems now. All of those things that existed in things like automotive and white goods and all within the device, those control methodologies and philosophies are now expanding to the entire system.
Yes, I completely agree with you.
You know, so Adrian, what does that mean for the engineer out there who's just trying to make his products work better, work with less power, work more efficiently, and get extended run times?
I think what that means is that, you know, a lot of times people see connectivity as actually a way of consuming more power because there is more power consumption. But by making that device smarter at a macro level, a lot of times you will get some of the power back.
Now, what are some of the things Isla's doing to address this?
Well, I think we addressed it from various angles. You know, one of them is again, in making it very easy and possible to make a device connected. So historically, it's been fairly hard to do this. And if you take a very simple, you know, it could be a smoke detector, okay, which is basically for a sensor more than anything else. And if you really want to try to connect that, you might have to have a very complex system. You might have to run Linux on a fairly complicated environment, which would increase the demands that you have, the type of processor that you may need, which would result in higher power consumption. But now it's possible with the hardware that Isla enables to make something that simple connect and remain very power efficient, when you can still have a connected device running a very simple microcontroller.
That's a very good point as well, because if you can supplement the intelligence of the device externally, you can get away with a less complicated processor and possibly even eliminate some of the subsystems.
Yeah, some of our customers, for example, you know, eliminate the UI altogether. You know, the users today want a more I would say, elegant or nicer user interface normally,
mm-hmm.
which normally results in a touchscreen, some kind of LCD and
right.
touchscreen interface, which normally translates into power.
Exactly.
You know, if you look at a lot of handsets, you know, the LCD is actually in the backlight. It's responsible for a lot of the power consumption. And we actually move that user interface to the phone, you know, to a smartphone. And by doing that, the device itself does not need to have that hardware in it.
Right.
And can have much better power utilization. And the user is still very happy because they have an incredibly rich interface to that device.
Exactly. On the secondary device.
Correct.
Exactly. Well, that's one of the things that I think manufacturers are starting to grasp, because we're just now seeing an explosion of interface control apps for Android and iPhone and all of that other.
Yeah, I think the people are very, very, very used to having that interface, and that interface is the end consumer is there already. And what I'm seeing is also a trend for it to move to, the more what I would say commercial or B2B space, where, you know, if you have the operator who's managing a bunch of pools and wants to be able to track them, what they really want is just an iPad interface that they can carry around with them to manage all those systems.
Well, and that's actually a very interesting aspect, because you think about it, not only are you improving the operating efficiency, not only are you improving the user experience, you're eliminating huge amounts of material cost. You're significantly shrinking your BOM on your product.
It is, you know, and I think it is not possible that in many cases it's a wash. So you are adding cost because you're adding connectivity. But you're also able to potentially remove security or make it even or simpler. And a lot of times it is not possible to have a connected device where the cost difference to a non-connected device is in the wash. And I think that's why the Internet of Things time is now.
Hmm.
If you think about it, 10 years from now, the cost adder to a product to make it connected was very high. Now it's low I think within a year is going to be, you know, $2 kind of range.
Wow, that's great. That's great. Now currently, obviously, it's not in that range right now. What kind of systems and what kind of costs are engineers looking at?
I think it's not possible. I mean, it's all relative to volume. And again, I'm not a hardware guy. But I think to add connectivity,
you could ballpark, yeah.
Like Wi-Fi connectivity.
Mm-hmm.
You should be able to easily do it. Sub 10.
There you go.
There's other methods of connectivity which are cheaper. And what's important to understand is that is system-level impact.
Exactly.
You know, a lot of times people think, okay, what does it cost me to add just a Wi-Fi chip, for example? And that is now in this, for very, very high volumes applications, which is where I come from, my background. It will be somewhere between $2 and $3.
Mm-hmm.
But in for a lot of these devices, what that means is what's the impact on the applications processor. What I'm giving you is the overall system impact, not just on one of the components.
Exactly. Understood, Adrian. So is there anything, any other thoughts or information you'd like to leave our audience with before we close out the episode?
What I like to let them know is that, a connected device is inherently smarter. And what I really believe is that, you know, connecting devices is almost like reading. You know, it kind of opens up this library of things to access to, and it makes the device creates this feedback loop where I don't think even today we know how we're going to use a lot of these feedback processes.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to make it better, and it's going to enhance our lives. It's going to, you know, for medical applications where I know how my parents are doing, even though they're not next door, you know, to improving our energy and how we manage it.
Exactly.
So I hope that people out there who have devices and control boards and systems, that they think about connecting them, because I think the time is now.
Exactly. I agree with you completely, Adrian. And what is Ayla's website?
Is www.aylanetworks.com.
So that's A-Y-L-A?
A-Y-L-A, yeah.
Excellent. Well, hey, Adrian, thank you very much for being with us today and giving us the time.
Oh, Alex, it's been a real pleasure.
The pleasure is ours. And I'd like to thank everybody out there in the audience for taking the time to be with us. We wouldn't be here without you. Tell your friends. This is Alex Pault for Pault on Power. Have a great day.